I've always struggled with that feeling, but it became extremely apparent when, during freshman year, when I came to Stanford. Of course, it was this euphoric moment of meeting all these people and just knowing that I got in. Wow, this is great. But it wasn't that I wasn't at the top of the class anymore. It was like I was average or even below average. Everyone was just so smart and incredible, and I was just here like, I don't even know what I want to do with my life. I don't have my family here. Everything's different. I have to figure out a career. I have to do well, and I don't know how to do well. And I remember it was after my first chem midterm that it really hit me. Such a stupid thing to be crying over a midterm, but that's what I did. I think I got like 60-something on this midterm, and it just hit me like how much harder things were here and how I just didn't feel like I could do it. Like, if I can't even pass one midterm, how do I expect to, you know, do any degree in STEM? How do I expect to get anywhere? I don't have my family here to support me. Everything's different. They can't, like, I can't depend on them anymore. It's all on me. I have to figure out my life, and I don't know what to do, and I don't feel good enough for this. I felt like I didn't deserve to be accepted to Stanford. Not only because of that midterm, but just because it felt like everyone was so perfect and I was just this oddball out that somehow got in by like pure luck but didn't actually deserve to be here. And I just cried and cried, and I went to talk to my RA, and she really helped. Just having someone to listen to about how I was feeling, it was nice to know that I wasn't the only one going through this. Like, although everyone appears to be doing so well, a lot of them were struggling as well with the idea of being away from home and being in this very difficult and academically rigorous environment, and that she understood and that I should feel proud for getting in, that I deserve to be here. And it meant a lot that she said that.